The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Ask anyone who's ever had a burst pipe. They'll tell you checking the pipes is another must-do task in the fall to avoid that worst of winter nightmares. Take note of which pipes are most vulnerable. Those that run through the attic or basement, for example, might be more likely to burst. Make sure they are well insulated. It's a good idea to put some extra insulation around the section of piping where the water supply actually enters the home. Those pipes are also vulnerable to going bad when it gets cold. Remember to keep water flowing by letting faucets drip a little on those really cold days. Only on those days. I know water costs you money, but that's going to, even though it costs you a little extra in water, it's going to be better than that huge bill that comes with water damage from a burst pipe. Oh, and speaking of insulation, another visit you should make this fall is to the attic if you have one and check on that insulation. You want to make sure there's enough insulation to prevent heat from getting into the attic from the living spaces below. Also, make sure the attic is well ventilated to replace warm air in the attic with cold outside air. Now, if it makes it sound, because you're going, wait a second, that makes it sound like a cold attic is a good attic. Yeah, it is. Warm attics cause the snow to melt on your roof. That builds up ice dams along some of the colder eaves, and that can create terrible water damage when it eventually melts or drips into the attic or along your exterior walls. So since you're going up to the attic anyway, by the way, also check the vents for plants. Even dirt and dust might be hampering their efficiency. Compressed air works well to clean those up. Super clean and unimpeded attic and soffit vents are going to guard against a number of problems, including ice dams. When they're working properly, it's also going to reduce moisture buildup. That prevents mildew growth and rot on your roof's frame. Now, not everybody thinks about their ceiling fans, but don't forget, reverse the direction of the fan if you got them. By changing the direction it turns, that's going to push the warm air down, force it to recirculate, keeping you warmer and more comfortable. And if you're wondering how to figure that out, the blades should turn clockwise during the winter. Also, for safety's sake, take this time to check and test all the smoke detectors in your house, replacing any batteries you need to. A lot of these tasks are things that most of you can do right now on your own, but if you feel you would rather have a professional check these things out, that's also an option. It's going to cost you more, of course, than if you do it yourself, duh. But it may save you money in the long run to have a professional winterize your house if it means they can help you guard against these little disasters that can happen by spring. No doubt you're going to enjoy winter a lot more if your heat's working well, your home feels cozy, and you've got some peace of mind about the pipes in the attic.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.